You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
If Jesus, the Son of God, wants to allow us to have freedom, that means we will receive the true freedom.
昨天下午我们去邓姊妹邓弟兄家里去吃偶像。
Yesterday we went to brother and sister Dan's house to abolish the idol.
今天邓弟兄邓姊妹在我们中间他来聚会。
And today brother and sister Dan is among us.
我相信这个信息正是为他们预备的。
So I believe this message is really prepared for them.
也是为我们每一个人预备的。
And also prepared for all of us.
就是耶稣基督能够叫我们脱离一切的捆绑。
That is, Jesus can allow us to get away from all this bondage.
因为耶稣基督从天上来的教训，叫我们明白，不是出于人的传统。
Because all these teachings are from heaven, it's not from man's tradition.
当主耶稣在祝棚节在耶路撒冷教训人的时候
，So when Jesus gave the teaching on the feast of tabernacles,
他们众人觉得稀奇啊。
So they feel amazed.
这个人没有读过，他怎么能知道书呢
？This one has not studied, but how can he know that?
因为你知道，耶稣他是照人看是木匠的儿子，他的工作是木匠。
Because from human beings' eyes, he is the son of a carpenter, and he's a carpenter himself.
他不是文士，他也不是祭司，他更不是教师，更不是坐在圣殿里面那些伟大的那些领袖。
Because we know that he's not a priest, he's not a teacher, he's not even the important people sitting in the temple.
但是他和他们的教训不同。
However, his teaching is different from those other people.
你知道耶稣说的话很有意思。
So we know Jesus' words really have lots of meaning.
他说我的教训不是我自己的。
My teaching is not my own.
哎，他的教训不是他自己的。
His teaching is not on his own.
那么是哪里来的？是谁的呢
？Then where is that from?
他说那是差我来者的那一位的。
That is from the one who sent me here.
那么弟兄姊妹，你立刻看见耶稣，他一方面是这样的谦卑，守住自己的身份。
So one side we can see Jesus is so humble to keep himself.
他说我所讲的不是我的，有人教我的。
So all I am teaching now is not from myself.
另外一方面我们也看见耶稣的目的是要叫人看见天上的事情从神那里差来的。
So on the other hand, he really wants to let us know those teachings are from heaven.
有些人他有成见。
Someone really had a prejudice.
就不能接受这样的话。
So they cannot accept such kind of words.
那些没有成见的人比如说像尼哥底母。
So those people has no prejudice like Nicodemus.
尼哥底母在约翰福音第三章里面就说夫子我们相信你是从神那里来做师父的。
And in the chapter 3, we know that Nicodemus said that, Teacher, we know you are from God.
你看，一个没有成见的人能够接受耶稣的教训。
So we can see that a person without prejudice can accept the teaching from Jesus.
一个人若是充满了成见，他就不能接受耶稣的教训。
And one who is full of the prejudice, he cannot accept such kind of teaching.
主耶稣不是跟他们辩论。
So Jesus is not arguing or debating with them.
他是指明那条道路。
He's pointed out the way.
他说我所说的不是我自己的，是那个差我来者的。
He said that my teaching is not from my own. It is from the one who sent me here.
约翰福音第三章里面就说，从天上来的他就说天上的话，从万有之上来的他就说天上的话。
And from the chapter 3, we know that the verse says that whoever is from heaven speak the heaven language, whoever is from the above and from the language of the above.
耶稣所说的话充满了启示，跟一般我们所宗教的观念都不一样。
So Jesus' words actually full of inspiration, which is different totally from all these things speaking from others.
我们借着他能够闻到天上新鲜的空气。
So through his words, we really can smell the freshness from the heaven.
真的，弟兄姊妹们，耶稣是要叫我们自由。
Indeed, Jesus really wants to give us freedom.
当我们祷告，当我们读经的时候，不是把许许多多的道理读到我们的头脑里去，而加重我们各样的压力。
And actually, when we pray and reading the Bible, it's not to add all this pressure and knowledge to us.
不是叫我们有一个圣洁的重担。
It's not to give us the holy burden.
因为好像我们做了基督徒，我们要求圣洁，痛苦到一个地步，我们没有力量遵守。
So just like if we are the Christian, we have to be holy, and this kind of holiness pressure really gives us a burden to the suffering.
耶稣告诉我们说，要我们认识他的教训，要知道那是出于神，所以我们就能够神跟神有生命的连结。
So Jesus gave us a teaching that is from the heaven, and so with this kind of linkage, we can have the fellowship with the Father in the heaven.
神主耶稣在这里讲的话真是奇妙。
So it is a wonderful saying from the Jesus.
我心里很盼望知道他在杜鹏杰教训了多少多少宝贵的话。
I really curious about how much teachings Jesus did on the Feast of Tabernacles.
也许下个礼拜，下一次我们再讲这个题目。
Maybe next time I will continue this topic.
但是在这里，我们重点集中在这里，我们看见。
However, the focus on here is
那些能够接受他话语的人，就以为他是从神来的。
Whoever can accept his words, know he's from the Lord.
那些不接受他话语的人，用污蔑的话说他是被鬼附的。
And those who does not accept his words and condemn him is demon possessed.
主耶稣的话那么清楚。
So Jesus' words is so clear.
他说我不是求自己的荣耀。
I'm not for my own honor.
求那个差我来者的荣耀。
I want to glorify who sent me here.
你们如果真正是认识神，真正是遵着神的旨意的，就知道这个教训是从哪里来的。
If you really did the God's will, then you know where is this teaching from.
今天我们在那个客观的立场上面看。
Today, on a very objective standpoint,
我们看见他的话语充满了启示。
So we know his words is full of inspiration.
但是犹太人却不能够接受。
However, the Jews cannot accept it.
奇怪，摩西也是从神那里得到启示。
It's very strange since Moses also got inspirations from the Lord.
他们接受了摩西的启示，把它当作律法来遵守。
They accept Moses' inspiration and treat it like a law.
他们对于耶稣却是完全的拒绝。
However, they totally deny Jesus.
上一次我们讲过，耶稣和主耶稣把自己和摩西相比。
Because last time we talked about Jesus compare himself with Moses.
所以我们比较懂得这当中的关键。
So now we can know the key points between this.
主耶稣也提醒他们说，摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？
And also Jesus remind them, does Moses give you the law?
没有想到这些话并不能叫一个有成见的人重新思想。
However, those words cannot persuade a man of prejudice to rethink.
所以他们的谈论没有结果。
So their discussion has no results.
主耶稣在这里说，你们想要杀我，为什么？
So Jesus says here, why are you trying to kill me?
这些人却没有一点点可理喻的情形。
So those people does not think about.
我们看见耶稣给人自由。
So we can see that Jesus give the freedom to people.
他在安息日治病，叫人好了。
He healed people on Sabbath.
弟兄姊妹们，我们生命中间充满各种压力。
We have different pressures and burdens in our daily life.
但是我们可以去到却可以到耶稣面前求他做我们的帮助。
However, we can go to Jesus to ask him to be our help.
不管你的难处是什么。
No matter what is your problem.
一个人得到祷告的权柄，他的祷告进入耶稣的心中。
Once you got authority to pray, then this prayer can go enter into your heart.
一切重担都要脱落。
So all the burden, all the trouble will be released.
一切捆绑都要脱落。
All the bondage will be released.
每一次我听见弟兄姊妹做见证，我心里就说：“阿门！”又一个人得到神的释放和自由。
Every time when I heard the testimony from brother and sister, I really feel amen because another person get released.
一次又一次，耶稣证明他是何等的可靠。
Over and over again, Jesus Himself testified how reliable He is.
你也许以为你的压力是天大。
Maybe you feel your burden is immense.
我也承认说你的压力比我大得多。
And also, maybe I recognize your burden is heavier than mine.
但是耶稣能背负你的重担。
But Jesus can really carry your burden.
早晨来到这里聚会的时候，我听见一首诗歌。
So when I came here this morning, I heard a hymn.
这首诗歌叫做《唯有耶稣牧我心灵》，Jesus thrills my soul. All that, 唯有耶稣 ，Jesus thrills my soul.
The hymn is Jesus thrills my soul.
也许我们待会唱一唱。
So maybe we can sing this hymn later.
非常的甜美。
It's very sweet.
弟兄姊妹，你知道多少的人经历耶稣基督是他的释放者，是叫他自由的。
We know many people have such experience. Jesus is release them.
他是我们的拯救者，他是我们叫我们得自由的。
He is our Savior. He gave us the freedom.
当我们全心归向他的时候，当我们全心依靠他的时候，他叫我们得自由。
So when we can make a fully devoted to Him, He will give us the complete freedom.
今天邓弟兄、邓姊妹在这里，我相信我们弟兄姊妹会 为他们祷告。
Today, brother and sister Tim are here. I believe you all were praying for them.
昨天在那里，范姊妹告诉他说：“现在开始，不需要、不需要、不需要拜任何的偶像。”
And sister Fan was there and telling them that from now on, you don't have to worship.Any idols.
你也不用把耶稣当作偶像来敬拜。
And also, you don't have to treat Jesus like another idol.
你不用在他的面前在那里跪拜，不用，不用，不用。
You don't have to actually kneel down before him.
你不用在那里烧香，不用，不用，不用。
You don't have to burn the sand.
因为他教导我们用心，用我们的心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Because he teaches us to use our heart,
our spirit,
and soul to worship him.
叫我们用诚实来敬拜他。
And with the truth.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督在我们心里的时候
So when we receive Jesus in our heart
一切重担全脱落
All the burden are released
一切难处都脱落
All the difficulty are released
我相信主也会叫邓姊妹的身体得到健壮
And I believe Jesus will also strengthen the sister Tan's health condition
耶稣真是奇妙
Jesus is so wonderful
这样的人他们竟然想要杀他
And such a kind of person, even the man they try to kill.
我们今天来看，实在不能明白。
So today, if we think about it, we feel this is a puzzle.
可是这里面是当时我们知道是政治的因素多过任何的因素。
We know at the time it is more political reasons than others.
我们如果不懂什么叫政治的因素，这两天这些所有媒体也教我们上了一课，什么叫政治的压力。
If we really don't know what is the political factors, and these 2 days, media really teach us about this kind of lesson.
有时候，我们实在是难以明白，不在我们生活范围中间紧急发生的情形所给我们带来的影响。
Sometimes we really can see the effect of those kind of emergency in our life.
我们本来不是很热心参与政治的。
We may be not really active in getting involved in these political things.
但这两天听听 Clarence Thomas 讲的话，我实在想想，治理一个国家真不容易。
And after these 2 days, listen to the Clarence Thomas public hearing. I really think it's very difficult to govern a country.
耶稣是神国的君王。
Jesus is the king. Is the king of the God's kingdom.
他怎么治理他的国度？我不明白。
How can he govern his kingdom? I don't understand.
但是我知道圣灵在每个人心里做工。
However, I know that the Holy Spirit really works on everybody's heart.
要叫我们跟随耶稣。
Ask us to follow him.
要叫我们爱耶稣。
To love Jesus.
这一个人是他们想要杀的人。
This is the man they try to kill.
因为这里有地上的权势和天上权势的征战。
Because here there is a struggle between the earth.The power and also the power from the heaven.
当我们信主以后，我们知道为什么他们想要杀耶稣。
So after we believe in Jesus, we know why they want to kill him.
不仅仅是因为他在安息日治病。
Not only because he healed people on Sabbath.
不仅仅是因为他把天上的信息带到地上。
Not only because he gave the message from the heaven to earth.
不仅仅他叫人得到自由，得到释放。
Not because he gave the freedom to and the release to the human being.
这是两个国度的征战呢。
This is a struggle between two kingdoms.
Satan 要把人留在黑暗的国度里。
Satan actually wants to keep us in darkness.
耶稣要救我们出黑暗入光明。
But Jesus wants to save us to be out of the darkness and into the to the light.
这个征战虽然我们不能完全的明白，但是我们能够略略的参与。
Even though we cannot completely understand this struggle, however, we can participate a little bit.
因为在我们身上就有两个国度的征战。
Because in everybody's body there is two kingdoms.
刚才我们弟兄讲的话很有意思，我不晓得他为什么这样讲。
So our brothers saying very interesting comments. I don't know why he says so.
我们走在光明和黑暗中间。
We really walk between the darkness and brightness.
在我们生命中间，神的光要照亮。
In our life, the God wants to shed His light on us.
但是撒旦要我们回到暗中。
However, the Satan wants us to return to the darkness.
他如果能够把耶稣杀了，全世界就在黑暗里面。
If he can kill Jesus, maybe the whole world will be in the darkness.
这是所以他们想要杀耶稣的原因。
This is the reason why they want to kill Jesus.
因为背后的征战太大。
Because the struggle behind is so big.
可是我们看见神特别的保守。
However, we can see God's try to keep us.
虽然这样的情形，耶稣也知道。
Under such kind of circumstances, and Jesus know that.
他们想要捉拿他。
They try to seize him.
却没有人下手。
But no one laid a hand on him.
因为他的时候还没有到。
Because his time has not come yet.
耶稣在地上的时候有一定神的计划。
And because when Jesus on earth, God already had a plan.
或者我们可以这样说，主耶稣到底没有躲避十字架带给他的痛苦。
And also, maybe we can think in the other way. Jesus does not escape the pain from the crucified.
有一天，他为世人的罪。的确被钉在十字架上。
And one day he did crucify because the human beings sinned.
有一天他为我们流血，为我们舍命。
One day he gave his life and bleeding for us.
有一天他被人丢在坟墓里面。
One day he was thrown into the tomb.
但是感谢神，有一天他复活了。
But praise the Lord, he resurrected.
每一件事情发生在他的身上，都是按着神的时候。
Every single event occurred on him is according to God's plan.
他的时候还没有到的时候，没有人能够把他交在官府的手里。
When his time has not come yet, no one can give Jesus to the hand of the other people.
等到时候到了，耶稣也没有逃避。
And when the time comes, and Jesus did not escape.
所以我们读到圣经里面，每一次读到说他的时候没有到，我们只知道这是指着他上十字架的时候。
So every time when we read the verse in the Bible, like his time has not come yet, we know this point to his crucifixion.
从前我们说过，耶稣在每年逾越节的时候都有可能被交在人的手里，因为他是逾越节要宰杀的羔羊。
Because before we know that whenever the Passover, the feast of Passover, and then it's a possibility he will be handed to other people because he's the lamb of Passover.
耶稣三次在地上过逾越节。
There are three times Jesus lived the Passover on earth.
或者更准确说，他传道有三次过了逾越节。
Or more accurately, we can say that during his preaching time, and he has three Passover.
每一次，我相信耶稣在里面都仔细的祷告。父啊，是不是这个时候？父啊，是不是这个时候
？Every time and when the Passover is near, maybe he pray very seriously. Is this a time? Is this a time?
这也许就是为什么在那一个逾越节的时候，主耶稣在客西马尼园里面祷告，特别被我们记载下来。
So that is the reason why when Jesus prayed in
Gethsemane
and particular just stated in the Bible.
在那里主耶稣一再的祷告父神，时候将到，时候将到，时候已经到了。
And at the time, Jesus really prayed to the Lord, the time is near, the time is near.
Time is now.
The time is now.
若是可行，求你把这杯离开我，求你叫这杯离开我。
If you allow, please let me not to drink this cup.
但是不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
But don't according to my willingness, but according to yours, your will.
当耶稣祷告清楚之后，他再没有疑惑，起来对门徒们说：“起来，我们走吧。”
So after his prayer, he was so clear about what is God's want to do. So he just stand up and talk to his disciple. Let's walk.
Let's go.
Let's go.
这样他才上十字架。
So that is the way he was crucified.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一个是他们想要杀的人。
And we know this is the man they want to kill.
有一天他们的确把他杀了。
And one day they did kill him.
但是在没有到那一天之前，
But,
耶稣所传的信息却充满天上来的能力。
But before that day, and we know that Jesus preached was full of the power from the heaven.
在他们没有杀他之前，他却带着天上的圣洁、天上的智慧、天上的荣耀在人间行走。
Before they kill him, and he was walking among us with the knowledge and with the ability from the heaven.
有一天他要被交在人的手里。
One day he will be handed to people.
有一天，这天已经来过了。
And actually, this day has come already.
今天耶稣在圣灵的里面，今天耶稣已经复活了。
So in the Holy Spirit, he already revived.
圣经里说，他既然死过一次，就不能再死，死亡不能再拘禁他。
Since he already resurrected, so the death cannot bind him.
哈利路亚，赞美神。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这一位从前在肉身中间，在软弱里面尚且能帮助人的耶稣。
And Jesus, even when he was in the flesh, and so weak, he still can help people.
今天在圣灵里面，他是刚强的，是有大能的，更要来帮助我们一切的软弱。
So today, in the Holy Spirit, he is strong and he is powerful, so he can help us even more.
弟兄姊妹们，你不是觉得软弱吗？
So dear brother, do you feel weak?
你不是觉得许多压力重担吗？
Do you feel the burden on your shoulder?
你不是觉得生命难忍受吗？
Do you feel you cannot stand the life?
你不是觉得前面没有光明，没有盼望吗？
And don't you feel there is no hope in front of you?
让我告诉你，耶稣知道你的感觉。
Let me tell you, Jesus truly knows your feeling.
你不是被疾病缠绕吗？
And are you bothered by those long-term illness?
让我告诉你，耶稣已经胜过死亡。
Let me tell you, Jesus has overcome the death already.
他活在死荫的底下，却一直的侍奉神，一直的为着神做见证。
He served the Lord, he do the testimony, even he lived under the shadow of the death.
你来投靠他。
So you can submit yourself to him.
你能够经历他的大能。
You can experience his power.
今天耶稣已经复活。
Today Jesus is resurrected already.
感谢主，在地上的时候。神给他的时间到了，时间他上十字架。
So praise the Lord, he really followed God's will and went to the cross.
今天从死里复活，做世人的救主。
He resurrected and be the savior of us.
他仍然一样的爱我们。
He loves us the same.
他满知道我们的痛苦。
He knows deeply about our pain.
他等候你到他的面前来。
He's waiting for you to come to him.
他要解决你一切难处。
He wants to solve all your problems.
他是荣耀得胜的耶稣。
He is Jesus with the glory.
他已经在复活里面。
He already in the resurrection.
他永远掌权。
He will have the power.
他要作王一直到永远。
And he will be the king to eternity.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click donation on the homepage. And sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.